Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. I'm Jim Grant, and so glad that you're tuning in and listening. And we're so glad to be a part of the TogiNet radio system. We are broadcasting today out of Studio One, and we're just so proud to be in Studio One because Don got us promoted from Studio Number 3 up to Studio Number 1. And I want to say hello to Dandy Don McGrath this morning. And also, Dandy Don, we had a tremendous call yesterday from a lady who is an expert in marketing. And she wanted to know our why. Why are you guys doing this? Selling memberships for $150 a month and providing thousands of dollars of training. That was amazing, wasn't it, Dandy?
It totally was. And, we were talking to her. It's important that you know what you do, right? You have to solve a problem for somebody. It's important to know how you do it, you know, what makes you special, like why should someone choose you? But her point, and it was right on when we really looked at what we were doing, is people really stick with you because of your why. And it hasn't always been that way, right? But if you look at Apple is Apple because they do something different. They think differently. And so people who think differently want to be part of that Apple family, and they buy all their stuff. So it was really a wonderful, wonderful insights that she gave to us.
It really was. And that's very important for everyone, because you need some fresh eyes from a subject matter expert to be able to examine you. And you've got to be able to take good, positive feedback, which she gave us. And I tell you right now, she saw some things that it wouldn't have dawned on me if I lived to be 300 years old. And I'm so grateful for Sandra taking the slack out of our chain, you might say. And she gave us a yank of love. And that is so critical, because when we first started Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com, Don and I, we sat down and we wanted to make a list of all of the people that we knew who could be a blessing to our cause, to the reason why we were going to do what we wanted to do. And they had to have two things. They had to be subject matter experts, number one. Number two, they had to have the same heart as we did. Otherwise, if they were just in it for money, they wouldn't be of any value to us at all. And today on the show, one of those individuals, Mr. Koji Somaldi. Don and I, we both knew Koji. He knew us. He had seen us on stage. And he was our number one pick. The first person we started with, wasn't he, Dandy?
He was. He absolutely was. He came immediately to our mind and a couple of the people right behind that. But yeah, we've got a long history with Koji, and love what he does, and he's just such a great young spirit, and really adds something special to our team. So I'm super excited to have him on the show today.
Absolutely, because what Koji specializes in, and this is going to be mainly his show, because Dandy Don and I, we're mainly just like the facilitators, being the host, because we want to provide value to the listening audience. And Koji's, his special sauce is how to get the most out of videos, because, you know, Koji says a lot about, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, a video's worth 1,000 pictures. But I've got to share this little story with you. Don and I are sitting there in his living room. He has a broken foot, and so he wouldn't go anywhere. So that's why I went to Colorado Springs for us to, you know, create Speakers Pathway Coalition. And we're sitting there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, imagine that you're going to start your cause or your business or whatever, and you're wondering, okay, I'm going to need some help because I don't know everything, just like Don and I did. And we're sitting there, and we know what our dream is. We know why we're going to do everything. And we're sitting there, and I'm thinking, and I remember, Dandy, I remember you asked me, you says, well, are we ready to give Koji a call? And I said, well, yeah, all he can do is laugh at us and say thank you very much and hang up on us. And Dandy, how did that phone call go?
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, our fear is, gosh, you and I have been talking about this dream of filling a void that we saw of people attending a lot of the trainings that you and I went to that were super expensive. They wouldn't get results. And so we thought there must be a better way. So, mm-hmm. you know, we thought, well, gosh, you know, this might be just a crazy idea, right? This it's like Edison with a light bulb. This might just be a dumb idea. So, but when we called Koji, I think maybe he'll share himself later on in the show, but he basically said, I'm 200% in like immediately because he saw the same problem, right? And he was at the same events that we were.
You're exactly right, Dandy, because, you know, we went to the events, and you, ladies and gentlemen, what we were up against and what we saw that really needed to be fixed, it was broken. You get invited to these events, and there's all this big money, you know, to that you got to pay for all the training and all that, and they invite you down there under the pretense of JVs, joint ventures. So you go there thinking, okay, I'm going to meet someone who will help me and I'll help them. We'll work together. But the sad part of it was, I mean, I'm not making fun of this, but it hit us like a pie in the face, Dandy. Those poor people who showed up were looking at us to help them, weren't they?
Yeah. And it's just, you know, we just knew there had to be a better way. And
yes. So
that's really, and Sandra asked us yesterday, like, you know, what is your why? And that's our why. Our why is helping the folks just getting started go, like you always say, from the sidewalk to the stage. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a pretty good vintage behind us, right, Jim? Both of us, you know, we're not spring chickens. And so we've had our careers, we've made the money. And so what we want to do is turn around and help those people who are just getting started. We don't want to be a cash grab. We want to be that helping hand.
You are so right, because we saw that, and we saw all the things that we didn't like and the things that were broken, and no one was fixing it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please take note of this. When we came out with speakerspathway.com, we were the new kids on the block. There were some people in the arenas that we had known and were in, and they probably thought we were nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, what are they? Because no one was doing what we were going to do. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to say that our members who pay a grand total of $5 a day, because Don and I, we figured we want to make it bite-sized for people. If someone is sincere about changing their life, regardless what it is, if they're an internet marketer, if they're an affiliate marketer, if they want to be, you know, on stage, or if they want to speak on webinars or make videos or whatever, I mean, if they're not willing to invest in themselves $5 a day, they're not serious. So that's why I say we made it very, very bite-sized. We gave so much value out there, and we were looking to help these people who were struggling, single moms, military personnel, especially spouses, because when they get permanent change of station orders, I mean, goodness gracious, the spouses, and 13% of the spouses are male, I tell you what, they got to quit their job here and then try to find a new job at the next duty station. And a lot of jobs do not transfer. In fact, most jobs don't. So that was our why. That was what we saw a need in. We saw, because those people could not afford no $2,000 to $4,000 a day for this high dollar, you know, speaking academies and things of this nature. And they couldn't afford to pay thousands of dollars to go to an event. I mean, picture a single mom. Can she possibly fly to like Orlando or Las Vegas, stay in a ritzy hotel, and then pay, you know, several hundred dollars just to attend an event? There's no way. We saw that. We saw a lot of people getting left behind because they were financially struggling. And that was why me and Don says, hey, we got to do something. And I, you know, Dandy, without you, it would have never happened. And I am so thankful that I know you. I'm affiliated with you. And I tell people all the time, when you see me, you're going to see Don's shadow right beside me. Not behind me, but right beside me. And that's just the way I feel, because I know when people see Don, they'll see my shadow over there somewhere. Probably well, by
ditto,
the coffee
ditto
pot.
For you. Ditto for you, Jim. We wouldn't be here doing this today if it weren't for you getting in your car and saying, Don, I'm coming to Colorado Springs. You know, we probably still would have been joking around in a Google Doc somewhere saying, well, what's our mission? What's our mission? So, you know, success rewards action. You took the action, Don, I'm coming to Colorado Springs. And that was really the start of it. So,
yeah, you're exactly right, because success rewards action, as Don is known for saying, and is the time to quit kicking the tires. There's a time to get in the car, crank it up, put it in gear, and go. And that's exactly what we did. We're going to be getting ready to break here in just a minute or so. But we got 1 minute left, according to Ben, our producer. But I just want to share very quickly, after the break, we're going to be bringing on Koji Samadi. And Don, please tell the audience a little bit about Koji.
So Koji took the leap of faith a couple of years ago himself, from kind of working a job to find his J-O-Y, to become an entrepreneur and start his own video production company. And so and that's kind of when Jim and I met him, when he was just starting on his journey. It's been wonderful to watch him develop into not only a guy who sits behind the camera and takes video, but a cinematographer who creates unbelievably moving images in still life as well as in moving life. So I'm really, really excited to have Koji on the show after the break.
Absolutely, because ladies and gentlemen, Koji can take an old boy like me and make me look young and good looking. We'll be right back with Koji right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Mike McMillan from Ontario, Canada, was driving to a meeting when he saw what looked like a can of cola moving around on the side of the road. Curious, he stopped to investigate and discovered a skunk had gotten its head stuck in a soda can. After a moment of abulia, or indecision, he decided to try and save the potentially woofy animal. Woofy is another word for smelly. He grabbed the can and engaged in dang swaying, or a cooperative tug of war with the skunk, all the while hoping he wouldn't get sprayed. Finally, the skunk managed to pop its head out of the can and land safely on the ground. After a brief stare down, the skunk turned and ran into the woods. What's another word for running away in fright? Funkify.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And I've been asked, and I'm going to say this, a lot of people, or not a lot, but a couple of people have asked me, what is your theme song? And the theme song is actually the instrumental part of Lone Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. It's a 1972 hit. And every time I hear that song playing, especially get ready to go back on the air and get live again, I'm kind of like Carole King. I feel the earth move under my feet. And Dandy Don says, please stop singing. Oh, no, Will. But Dandy Don, today we have a wonderful friend of ours, a wonderful guest. He is one of our executive training directors at speakerspathway.com. And Dandy, would you be so kind as to introduce and welcome Mr. Koji Somaldi to the show?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So whenever I think of Koji, I think of a time when I was going to an event and I had the opportunity to bring in a portable climbing wall. I'm a rock climber and I like to use climbing as a metaphor. And so I brought in a portable climbing wall to this event. And I thought, how cool would it be to have some video? So, of course, who do you think I called? I called Koji. I said, Koji, you know, can you bring your camera and capture some footage here? So I get there to the event. And of course, you know, it's always kind of crazy. But I got there. Not only was Koji there with his cameras, but he had a flipping drone. This drone was flying around capturing all this stuff. So I love working with Koji. He does amazing stuff. So welcome to the show, Koji.
Hey there, Don and Jim. Thanks, guys, for having me. Man, it's been awesome just to be on the sideline listening to you guys. But now here, just getting to chat with you about my passion is I'm truly thankful for it. So thank you for having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. And a lot of people want to know about your journey that you took that led you in to be a filmmaker, a video maker, and also how you left your JAWB, the job, to have a joyful and what I call the laptop lifestyle career. Would you be kind enough to share that, sir?
Of course. I love how you call it the laptop lifestyle career, because I'm literally sitting here with my laptop now. So you guys want the long version or the short version?
Well, just long enough to eat a little bag of popcorn's all.
Oh, man. So really, it all started not too long ago, just a few years. I would say a little under 3 years, this journey that I've started as a professional filmmaker. When I got into this industry, I didn't think I would be where I am now working with the industry that I am. And it's truly amazing, because that was that leap of faith that Don was speaking about earlier. When I got into, you know, producing films and videos for clients, I didn't know half of the journey. I didn't know 1% of the journey was going to be in marketing or networking or speakers or anything like that. I thought I would just be, you know, in a production studio instantly working a camera and making motion pictures. And that was not the case. So my journey was completely different. I just decided to take the more, I would say, zigzag pathway rather than the straight one. And that led me to this seat right here, in terms of just shaking everyone's hand, getting in there with people that were making moves in my local industry, and then creating partnerships from there, becoming that top pick for companies or for coalitions or for any local business that needed video work. I wanted to be the top pick for them, and just being honest and genuine has really allowed me to unlock that position for a lot of the clients that I work with now. And that was one of the things that got Don and Jim in my path, was, you know, volunteering for this event back in 2016 or 17, and just volunteering for this event to do photos, which I don't usually do. But after 3 days at this event, I run into Don and I run into Jim, and next thing you know, we're working out a couple of deals to create their speaker reels. And these were my first speaker reels that I ever made. My first batch of cookies was with Don and Jim in terms of speaker reels. And those speaker reels taught me a lot. They taught me that people have a message that they want to tell. And it also taught me that there are lots of people with messages that they want to tell. And that really sparked it for my journey as an intro video creator for professional or amateur speakers. And lo and behold, 2 years unfold, and the circle comes back around fully. Don and Jim call me. I'm sure they mentioned this story earlier. They called me on a list of people to see if, you know, Speaker's Pathway would be a hit, and if I would be willing to join. And, you know, me being the young, free-spirited, I got to do everything while I'm young kind of thing, I had to say yes. And so far, and it has just been an amazing journey to see how far Don and Jim have come since I first met them and where they were at the event that we met. It's just been absolutely, it's one of those things where you don't know what you have until you actually look at it. And it's, Speaker's Pathway is definitely one of those things. We didn't
and there's an important lesson that all of us can take from Koji, right? I always say success rewards action. So what did you do, Koji? You volunteered for an event. Like, you had no idea where that was going to lead, right? And, but you did something.
Definitely.
Yeah, you really did, Koji, because in doing that, as I was listening to your story there, and you were sharing some things that I hadn't heard before, but what I was seeing you doing, you were following your love and your energy, and the energy was leading you down different, you know, your pathway wasn't exactly straight, but it kept leading you and guiding you in the direction that you wanted to be. And most importantly, when you were talking about your videos there, just think about, you know, someone that's listening, it wants to start an online business or whatever their calling is in life. If we want to start a nonprofit like Tamara Hunter did, one of our other executive training directors who started the Chemo Buddies for Life. She's a cancer survivor. She has a nonprofit, of course, and she has a cause and a calling. But just think about how valuable a good video would be when someone goes to your website and has a video of you, you know, telling your why and what's in it for them, because that's why people want to come by the website and see what's in it for them and what's your why. They want to know if you're coming from the heart or you're trying to sweet talk them out of their credit card. It's either one of the two, generally speaking. And I tip my hat to you there. And Dandy, I tell you, when we, you know, having Koji on the team, he's just truly been a blessing. I've seen his work, and I know some of the clients he works with are big clients, and wow, he's got it, hadn't he, Dandy?
Oh, absolutely. He, you know, what I love about Koji is he doesn't just take some footage that's, and it's like a cookie cutter. I mean, he thinks like a cinematographer, and I still use that speaker reel today. So it's timeless, you know, because it obeys the cinematography principles, which I know nothing about, but Koji's a master of.
Yeah. And the thing too, I like about Koji is that, you know, Don, you and I, we had to almost beg for a reel that we paid quite a bit of money for, and we didn't get it for about 7 months or something. And I was very disappointed in mine. But what Koji can do, and he has that unique ability, and this is extremely valuable. He could take your idea, because I'm not a video guy. I'm not a tech guy. He can take your idea. And like I said earlier, he can make an old boy like me look good. And Koji, I want to tip my hat to you on that, because I know it'd be hard for you to say that, but I can say that because I know it to be true. Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate that. To piggyback on what you guys said, the creative process in this whole journey is one that I've definitely had to keep afloat. And this is me being fully transparent. You know, as you start a journey as an entrepreneur, because that's what we all have done here. And if you haven't, or if you're listening to this, that's probably the path that you're on as an entrepreneur. It's hard to keep that creative process afloat when you're worrying about the business, when you're putting your clients first when, you know, you have a million other things on the plate. But I would just want to put a piece of word of advice out there. Things didn't really start unlocking for me once I started until I started measuring the success of the quality of my relationships and not how much money I'm making. And and from there, my videos and the creative process was almost second nature, like it's always been. Once you start putting all of the pressure on, I've got to deliver for the monetary value, then things don't feel right. Or at least in my case, they didn't. So as I go on and create new client relationships and work with the ones I already am working with, I always put our relationship first as humans, as people, and then business comes and then everything else falls into place. So that's what's been able to keep me running and keep me alive in this short span of my career. But I'm the happiest I've ever been, and I'm surrounded around really, really awesome people. Just like Don and Jim, and I'm super, super thankful to be able to share this with you all on the radio like this. This is really inspirational for me in the next steps that we're going here. So thank you guys.
Well, you're more than welcome, Koji, and thank you for coming with us here on the radio, because after the break, we're getting ready to break here in a few seconds here. But we're going to be getting into some more nuts and bolts about what Koji does apart from video production and things of this nature. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, as Dandy Don can tell you, that if a video is very, very valuable. And we'll be right back right after these messages with Koji Somaldi.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you ever wonder how reindeer survived a severe cold? Well, they snuzzle around for some moss to eat. Moss contains a special chemical that helps keep their body fluids warm. And they're going to have to keep warm if they're going to pull Santa's sleigh every year. Santa's sleigh was originally called a winged doodle. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, but male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. I can't help but wonder why Santa's reindeer from Rudolph to Blitzen had male names. Since they had antlers, they would have had to be female. We women should have known only females would be able to drag a hefty man outfitted in a red velvet suit, originally called a hoopin' daddy, all around the world in one night and not get lost.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined with our very special guest today, Mr. Koji Somaldi. And we were talking during the break, and We just, you know, told Koji that we want him to share his why with the audience. Why are you doing what it is that you do? What's your secret sauce and what motivates you? Would you be kind enough to share that with us, sir?
Of course, of course. So this is one question that I usually ask my clients. So it's actually nice looking down the barrel for once. So I guess to answer your question, my why, it really starts with, you mentioned it earlier, it starts with the passion. I know we hear that word a lot, and I know it's kind of thrown around, but in my case, it is what keeps me going. It is the reason I wake up and want to do the things that I'm doing and work with the people I'm working with is because I'm passionate about it. And most importantly, I just love being the catalyst for other people's success. And think about that for a second, because when you think about all of the successful people that you look up to and all the people that you like to follow and you like their message, they're most likely not doing it alone. They have a team around them. They have people that understand their message and that are helping them get along their path to their goals. And that's what I love about my position as a video creator. I get to sit down with people one-on-one and talk about their end goal, talk about their story, have a conversation around why they're doing it. And that in turn fuels my why, is to hear, you know, the passion they have for what they're doing and for them to contact me to put that into a visual standpoint, to put that online, to put that into a story. That is my why. And it is something that keeps me fired up 100% of the year. It is truly, it has unlocked my dream life, essentially. And I feel like I'm living the life that I want to live, but I wouldn't be here in this really awesome position without the desire to help others and the desire to really help connect other people, because that's one thing that I see lacking today is just a disconnect in everyday conversation, and people around the world that you meet. You just don't know who you'll run into, and you don't know how long they'll be watching. And if you meet someone and they're all about your message, they're all about your business, they love what you're doing, and they go check back on your online platform, social media. I'm not saying that this is, you know, the one that takes it all, social media, but your online presence should definitely be well polished. If you're meeting people out at networking events or you're just meeting people in real life in general, you want to make sure that where you send them to, who they met is who they see online as well. And I love to be that stepping stone for that. And it sounds like a lot of people would want to have a good online presence and they need to be in that space. But at the end of the day, they don't even know where to start. And that's another thing that keeps me going is helping them get started with video. Because me being – I'll let you guys know, I'm only 24 years old. But in this short span of my existence, technology has exploded. Even when I first started in video production, we were just getting off of DV tapes and transferring DV tapes using Firewire to digital and then editing video. That was a thing that happened back in 2009, 2010. And then in the last 9 years, we've really seen technology explode at 100%, and it's not reversing. And that's the hardest. This is a very fragile time in where we're going with marketing and where we're going with exposure, because print and television were on top for 20 plus years. And now in the past decade, we've seen that switch over to a completely different type of technology that we have to catch up with. And that is moving every month at a higher and higher rate. So there's people in the world like me and, you know, other subject matter experts that have really rode the wave with technology. And for me, learning cameras at a young age, learning editing software at a young age, and implementing this into the start of a video production company has really, really, truly helped me become that catalyst for people. And also another thing, working with this type of software and these type of cameras and implementing that into a business is a whole nother path and another spinning plate, if you will. But it's the funnest part for me. It's what keeps me hungry. It's knowing that the more that I practice my craft on this side of the business, the more value my clients and my future clients are going to receive if I'm practicing and honing in on my skill. So that's another why for me, is just practicing on what you're good at, honing in on that, and then being the catalyst of helping others.
That's really great. And listening to Koji talk about his different whys there, if you notice that he keeps talking about, you know, being able to get with people, and most importantly, get people to like you and follow you, and most importantly, just like Koji has done, like Don and I have done, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you're wanting to create a business, or you got an idea, if you got a dream, you're going to need some subject matter experts in doing the things that you cannot do. Because I'm not a tech guy. I'm not a video guy. I can make a video with a smartphone, you know, but it's nothing compared to that, what Koji can do. And Koji, let me ask you a question here. What are some of the basic problems that you see when people try to go from an amateur using a smartphone, making a video, to be able to take it to the next level and shoot a quality video? What are some of the roadblocks? What are some of the hangups? Could you share that with us, please?
Definitely, definitely. So that's one of the biggest things that that comes up in a conversation when working with clients on a discovery call or out in person networking. The biggest thing I hear is, so are you going to come out and like film this and edit it, or like is there a studio? And the biggest disconnect for me working with people is they just aren't educated on the different types of videos there are. They aren't educated on the process. And I think before even talking about the process of video production and even the basics, because you mentioned smartphone, Jim, and that's a whole course that I have on how to create amazing videos using a smartphone essentials kit. And you can make your videos look really big and really professional using just that. But one of the biggest disconnects is that people don't have their minds wrapped around the possibility of video. They just think that video is tripod, camera, start, stop, and it's beautiful. You know, they think that you're just going to come out, film once, and it's done from there. The story is good. People are going to buy. And the biggest thing for me is trying to shatter that belief and unlock a new way of thinking around video. Video should be fun. Video should be it should be yourself. You should be authentic, and you should be using it to help the clients that you want to work with, and help them understand what your message is and help them connect with you on more than a monetary or an egotistical type of relationship. It needs to be something that connects deeper. And that's what I try to connect with my clients first is, okay, what is your video? What do you want it to be? Let's say, for example, you want a promotional video to promote your gym, and your gym is doing something totally different with its workout plan and the types of meal plans they offer, the types of classes they offer. How are we going to connect that to a very wide audience? And just asking that question, and this is hypothetically speaking, just asking that question to a gym owner or a gym client they're like, okay, well, let me just, can we meet up another time? I got to get back to you. Like, they don't even know. They don't even know how to answer that question in the spot right there. So from there, we can't even move forward in the video production side because they don't have that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Don and I realized early on. And Dandy Don, we knew, speaking for myself, I was not an expert in video. I didn't know how to make good videos. We knew we were going to need some good videos. We knew we were going to have to provide good videos, a resource, that a trusted resource, as in Koji. We knew we could trust him. And that was one of the reasons why we reached out to him, Dandy, because we knew, number one, he could do the job. Number two, we could trust him. And number three, we knew he came from the heart. Isn't that right, sir?
That's absolutely right. And I think there's an overarching lesson there for anyone out there who is starting their business or into their business and looking to grow. Is, I don't know, when Koji was talking about he geeks out on video, it's like, I don't want to be there. Like, I don't want to be the expert on it, right? It gives me heartburn when I can't get things to work right. And so I've learned that I need to reach out to subject matter experts to do things that I really need done well. They'll do them like way faster, way better than I ever could.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. And see, the beauty in what we're sharing with you today, ladies and gentlemen, for you folks out there listening and thinking, well, I'd like to have I want to create my dream into a reality. Guess what? You can handpick the people that you need to help you get from where you are to where you want to be and set your standards high. You want to make sure someone is interested in your end result more than they're interested in how much money that you got in your hip pocket. Because people like that on the latter part, the people who are just doing it for money, you can find them anywhere. They're a dime a dozen, and you need to avoid those people like the plague. Because that's what Don and I did, didn't we?
Absolutely. And I think it's, Koji touched on it, developing relationships.
Yes. We'll be right back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Halloween is almost here, and the scarecrows, or tatty doolies as the Scottish call them, are out. But Halloween is all about trick-or-treating, and that means candy. The average American eats 24 pounds of candy a year, and most of that consumption occurs around Halloween. What do you call a person who loves to eat? A grand gozier. Popular costumes for this year are happy face and wink face emojis. Of course, since it's a presidential election year, there are various costume choices for those who wish to dress up as Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton or Republican candidate Donald Trump. If you ask me, the only thing scarier than Halloween this year is the presidential election. What's another word for the fear of Halloween? Samhainophobia.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Hey, And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and we're here with Koji Somaudi, our special guest on Your Futures Now, that's sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Koji is one of our executive training directors with SpeakersPathway.com. And Don, during the break, Dandy, he shared some things with us that we were just eager to share with the audience, didn't he, sir?
Yeah, and I was really disappointed we ran out of time on the break because, you know, I'm a rock climber and I love thinking about mindset and fear and what holds us back. And Koji's going to share with us some mindset things that he's been seeing with people shooting video.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because that is a major thing. And one of the things that I see when people are doing Facebook Lives or something, they really do not focus on the pronunciation. And they kind of like mumble along like they're talking to their family and friends, and they do not realize that not everybody can understand them. They may mumble, talk too fast or whatever, or use words that people do not understand, big words. So, Koji, would you be kind enough to share some of your thoughts with us, sir?
Definitely, definitely. So thank you guys once again. I could go off on a tangent with mindset around video, but I'll keep it to the minimum for you that are listening out there and that are wanting to get more on video and that would want to start at least pushing out, let's say, a video a week, whether it be a Facebook Live, it be something pre-recorded, something promotional. The things that you should be asking yourself or thinking about is, you know, who do I want to see this video? Who do I want to see this video? Who should be watching this? What do I want people to hear from this? How is this going to help them? Why am I telling this story? Why am I doing this video? Just those four simple questions will have you thinking subconsciously as you're filming or as you're going through your scripts or as you're capturing yourself, you know, staying on track. And I think that's what Jim was trying to cover there with the Facebook Lives is, let's say you are on a Facebook Live and you were talking to, you know, your audience about how to close big deals or something, and you want to be a business consultant on helping with that. I don't think you'll be connecting with people by just telling them and shouting at them and not having a clear vision to the end of the video. That will stop people dead in their tracks and have them click off. The biggest thing is you just want to be clear. You want to have your points concise, and you want to have all your ducks in a row, and you want to talk as a conversation, not as a car salesman. As a panhandler. You want to be in a position of authority and acknowledgement. You want to have people know that you know what you're talking about and that you are intentionally on this video. Because I watch videos where people are just on and rambling, and it's like, wow, they didn't have a clear vision. You can see it right off the bat. Yeah. They did not have a clear vision, or they did not have their end goal written down and they didn't work backwards from there. And this doesn't just apply to lives. This applies to fully thought out productions. This applies to promo videos, to speaker reels, to commercials, the entire video industry.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, because I just want to jump in here just for a second, Koji, and not interrupt you. But there was a couple of things there that just popped in my mind as I was listening to you talk. Number one, you don't want to come on with all this hyper-diaper excitement, as I like to call it. You want to be genuine. But the most important thing that I got out of there is that your video, when you talked about who you're going to be talking to, that's the same thing as your marketing. Your marketing of who's your target market, who is the people you should be aiming at, who would be interested in, you know, your product. Let's say if it's weight loss, if your product is weight loss, I mean, you don't want to be targeting people that are, you know, like me, 150, 160 pounds, 5'10", but yet I get emails all the time wanting me to know if I want to lose 25 pounds. So the point being, and what I'm trying to say here, is that your marketing and your video should be congruent and complement each other. And that all comes together with having the end result in mind, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I think a lot of people that are listening would appreciate more stories and examples. So I'll give you guys an example of a good client, an example of someone that has their ducks in a row and something that you should be, you know, not really modeling, but thinking about when you're hosting events or you're putting together workshops or anything in that space. If you're doing events in the event space, I had a client that I've been working with for the past year and a half. She was referred to me. She's an awesome transformational speaker in the Northwest Pacific area and has a big clientele in Canada, along with the Northwest states, including California. But anyways, we have been working together, and I've been just her remote video editor in Florida. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I'm in Florida. She lives in California, and she sends me hard drives, and we put together video marketing plans for her. And that's one thing to take note of. We have a video marketing plan for her message and for her next 5 events. Every event she does, she sends me a hard drive and says, hey, we need to market this event. Take what you need out of this. And so we've done this for about 4 events. We've marketed and filled the room on a lot of her events. And she calls me about a month ago and she's like, hey, Koji, just wondering if you'd be open to coming to Oregon the end of May and shooting this 4-day event that I have. And I'm like, you know, we're 3 weeks out. I don't have anything booked. Let's do it. And plus, I really want to work with you because we've just been working remotely and none of this footage is mine. And I would love to get out there and put my cameras on you and your audience and really feel the energy and understand your message a little bit more, because it's one thing to sit behind the computer and rewatch this valuable information, but it's another thing to be in the room and feel other people's transformations and hear their stories and hear them talk about their passions. So for me, I'm like the fly on the wall that sees it all, and then I get to be more than that when I'm in the room for these events. But the point, I think the point of this story is that she calls me and we talk for maybe about 15 minutes. And by the end of that 15 minutes, I've written down in my notes her end goal, what she wants to do with these videos, how many videos she wants, what emotion she's trying to pull from the promotional video we're going to put together, and the price and the cost and everything. And within 15 minutes was hashed out. She knew what she wanted. She knew what she was paying for. I knew what she wanted. I knew what I'd be delivering. And from there, after the event, after the fact, it becomes a breeze to the editing process. Edits aren't too necessary. And the message is already molded before we even go and start the event. And
that's really amazing, because the thing that I'm wanting to point out to the listening audience there, notice how of all the people in the world that this lady could call, she calls Koji, she gives him, you know, the idea, what she wants. And the reason why she does that is because she can give everything to Koji. Then she can center her focus on other things that need her attention. And that's extremely critical. And it's very, very valuable. Before we close today, of course, we got several minutes left, but I don't want to forget to ask Dandy Don on our Friday freebie. Dandy Don, what do you have on the menu for us for today, sir?
So since we've been talking about video and Koji mentioned the speaker reel, what I want to offer is there's a lot of collateral besides a speaker reel that you need on your speaker page if you want to have a speaking business and if you want people to see that you are a reputable speaker. So what I want to offer to anyone who wants to take me up on it is I will do an assessment of what assets you have and what assets you need in terms of videos you may want to secure, in terms of one sheets or speaker kits or the other testimonials, whatever you need on your speaker page. I will do an assessment of what you have and what you should go secure to bring it to the next level. And all you have to do is go to speakerspathway.com, go to the contact button, click on the contact button, and just say, I want a speaker page assessment. and I'll set up a time with you and we'll just do it.
That's really amazing, because that therefore they have a blueprint of what it is they want to do. And Koji, you've shared so much great information with the audience today. If someone wanted to get in touch with you and they just wanted to say, tell me more, Koji, would you be kind enough to tell folks how to get in touch with you, please, sir?
Definitely. Before that, I think I said I didn't want to do a Friday freebie, or I didn't have one. But now that Don threw his out there, one popped into my mind. So I think if you guys want to connect with me, you can find me at my company website, optimalcinema.com, and as well as Instagram, Facebook. You can find me as Koji Somalde, and all of my works are located on my website and my YouTube as well. So you just search my name, and you can find all of these links on my website, optimalcinema.com. And to tie into Don's Friday freebie, for the speakers out there, for you and the speaker in the speaker space, I have a intro video blueprint. It's just a flow chart. And Don will agree with me. We're both very visual people. We like to see things laid out to understand them. And this will help you really think about where you should be moving forward in terms of capturing your content for your speaker reel if you're just getting started, or if you already have content and you want to put your speaker reel together. This blueprint will help you finalize that and solidify that into something real and playable on stage. So connect with me and I'll hand you out the intro video blueprint, and it will help you tremendously on getting your initial message out there.
Hey, thank you so much, Koji. And if someone wants to Google Koji or find him on Facebook, it's K-O-J-I. That's his first name. Last name is S-U-L-M-A. About to misspell your name here. S-U-L-M-A-D.
No, S-U-M-A-L-D-E.
I see there. I told you. I just did that to see if you were awake. That's the first time I've done that, Koji. I apologize to you, brother.
That's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's a hard name to spell.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next Friday. Thank you now.
Thank you, guys.